Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
December 7th, 1941. A day that will live in infamy. The Empire of Japan has suddenly and in an unprovoked fashion attacked the United States. That's what Americans heard here in the United States. The attack, I guess, was really on December 8th, but in our time zone, December 7th. But it turns out the entire affair was staged. In fact, Admiral Kimmel's grandson is out in Fredericksburg, Texas today. That's how accepted this fact has become. At the Admiral Nimitz Pacific Museum, the official George Herbert Walker Bush National Museum, the Pacific War Museum, the museum, and he's the big featured speaker about how it was all staged. That's how accepted the facts and the reality has gotten. And so because we won that fight, exposing what really happened at Pearl Harbor, and won the fight exposing the Gulf of Tonkin was staged and exposed all those facts, I thought we would look at another angle of this, at torture, at abuse, at enslavement, at true evil. And that is what the Japanese guards did to our American men and women. And coming up in the third hour today, Freedom is Not Free, and this is the story of Terrence S. Kirk, now 90 years old, and he was captured at the U.S. Embassy in China when it was taken over on December 7th, 1941. 60-plus years ago today, and just an incredible individual. And he made a handmade camera. Yes, you can do such things, and he happened to already know how to do it. So he built a handmade camera. Yes, you heard me right. A handmade camera. And took some amazing secret photos with his pinhole camera while he was in there for almost 5 years. A lot of his buddies died. So that's coming up in the third hour. For those of you that love torture, we'll let you hear all about it and how un-American it is. From someone who has been tortured for 4-plus years, and by the way, it's been declassified, our guest wasn't even allowed to talk under federal gag order, under national security, until 5 years ago. And now he's written a book that, believe me, you do not want to miss, The Secret Camera. So we'll tell you about that. But in the first 2 hours, masses of news, tons of key audio clips and analysis. Yes, we're going to open the phones. Yes, we're going to take your calls. But I want to hear from first-time callers or people who haven't called in the last 6 months. Seriously, folks, because so many people email me and then call my office. Well, I can never get through. And you know, we've got our regulars, and every day new people call. But I really want to give people a chance who can never get in, or have called at the end of the show and then I never get to you. Here's your chance. Any news item, any topic, any piece of propaganda you want to expose, you disagree with me, whatever, hit me with your best shot. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air on this December 7th, 2005 edition. Coming up, there's just so much here. Ex-professor in Florida cleared of 8 and 17 terrorism charges. Yeah, O'Reilly said he should be arrested as a terrorist. And back in the hysteria of those days, having the emperor of open borders and gun control and banning SUVs, very conservative, calling for his arrest, it actually happened. Now, of course, they didn't put on a defense. They said, we're innocent, it's total lies, First Amendment. Oh, yes, innocent. Housing bubble burst in the market for U.S. mortgage bonds. Look, folks, there's so much coming up. Ultra-massive broadcast lined up for you today. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best, which governs thee.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is December 7th, 2005, Pearl Harbor Day. We have a veteran of what happened on that day joining us in the third hour. You know, we're losing these individuals, and I know that's become a cliche, but it's really true. We're losing these individuals. I guess the average age of a World War II vet is about 90 years old. I know a fella who went into the Marines when he was 15. Back then they'd wink-wink and
wake up, boys, there's a light at the window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet. And they whisper the word,
revolution.
There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships flying off the coast, and they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind.
Revolution!
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the have lost once before. Now we'll settle the score when our cannons will roar. Revolution!
Texas, deep in the heart of Texas. The network is up in Minneapolis, St. Paul area, Burnsville to be precise. They're south of the Twin Cities, and just for the last few weeks on this particular ISDN line, it cuts out, so we have to go to the backup. We've been on the backup the last few days, no problem. We went back to the original board and hookup, and it had problems, so now we're just going to have to switch over to the backup. And that means we'll have to put in another line in here to be the new backup, because now the backup is the primary. A little bit of behind-the-scenes programming information. You know, whenever you go out to, say, the fair or the rodeo or some big music fest or Oktoberfest or fiesta, some type of community event, you see all the radio stations lined up with their little broadcast trucks hooked into the phone lines digitally, doing their break-ins, doing their interviews with the mayor and the person that won the blue ribbon for the best pie or the fattest pig. That's called a remote. Well, my entire life is a remote. That's what I do. Every day I'm down here in Austin, Texas, and the network is up in Minnesota, and they do a fabulous job. It really makes me respect people like Art Bell. I don't agree with a lot of Art Bell's politics or the things he covers and talks about, but that guy, for the years and years he did his show, ran it from a double-wide trailer in the middle of the desert, running his own show, his own satellite connection uplink, taking his own calls, doing everything. And, folks, I've been on remotes before, you know, back in the day doing local radio where I was having to do a lot of things myself, and it is not fun. I don't know how people like Art Bell can focus and do such a great job. You know, he sounds very professional while running his own show. But that is a side issue. It's just always important for us to think about how these broadcasts come to you. Believe me, it's a big investment to bring you this show. We have to have the big, fancy, dandy commercial radio birds, because that's the receivers that our AM and FM affiliates have. And you have to go lease those from either ABC or Jones or Clear Channel. And then we've got to have the great folks running the show and the music and the computers and an advertising team and people that then comb the planet, finding the best talk show hosts to talk about real issues of real significance. Real talk radio is what I've dubbed it and branded it many years ago. And there are many imitators, but unfortunately not many that can duplicate what the Genesis Network does. But there you have a little bit of behind-the-scenes information. People call every 10 minutes saying, I want to talk to Alex. Well, wait, he says he's in Austin, but you say you're in Minnesota. Now, who's lying here? And I have people ask me, well, how are you in Austin, Texas, but you are then on the radio in my town, say in Kansas City? And I'm not saying you're stupid. What I'm saying is you're not focused on things that matter. You're not focused on how you get Brian Williams on your TV set every night when you tune in the news. You're not focused on where that steak comes from. You're not focused on where that celery comes from. It better not come from Mexico, because there have been over 100,000 people in the last 10 years that have been gotten sick from food from Mexico, laced in hepatitis A, B, and C, E. coli, and other goodies. Hepatitis C, though, A, B, and C will kill you. Other goodies like salmonella, yeah, it goes right through. And so, see, not being aware of the details, it'll get us all in trouble. And listen, I go out to eat at restaurants still, knowing that they're buying the cheapest foreign produce they can that's being fertilized with human feces from diseased cities of 30 million people or more, like Mexico City. Why do I do that? Because I'm an idiot. Why do I still use my cell phone without a wire? I always buy one every few months. I always lose it. I really can't keep things, especially electronics, or it gets broken, it gets slammed in the door, and then the earpiece doesn't work, and then for a month I won't have one like I do now, and I'll talk on the phone, openly radiating my brain. So I'm not up here on a high horse saying you're dumb to not know where the radio show comes from. I'm not saying you're dumb because some of you don't know or don't think about where your produce comes from. I'm not saying you're dumb. I'm dumb, too. And again, dumb isn't the word. We're not focused on the real issues. We need to focus ourselves daily and remind ourselves. It's not radical or hippie-ish or extreme to not feed your children produce from Latin America. To not feed them beef from Latin America that have been fed on by vampire bats. And yes, folks, there really are vampire bats, and they're big fat things, and they sit on the back of the cow with they're drinking their blood, and they're these skinny, diseased cows, and then all sorts of diseases they catch from the bats, and then you end up eating the meat and getting it, and it just kept quiet. And why am I talking about this now 17 minutes into the show? It just shows there's absolutely no scripting here on this broadcast. Okay, I just got my train of thought broken by that little blurb. But here we are. You got to hear some good music, Krista Berg, from over, what is he, Irish? I like that music. Let's just run through some of the headlines and we'll come back and relaunch. Ex-professor in Florida cleared of 8 of 17 terrorism charges. He was cleared of the actual aiding and abetting terrorism charges and being an Al-Qaeda operative. And now they've got little other petty charges on him associated with, you know, being a terrorist, and then all of the other crimes associated with that, where basically everything becomes a crime once they claim you're a terrorist. It's like saying you committed a... Well, the Branch Davidians got, what, 47 to 49 years apiece. Those that were convicted, the jury in San Antonio found them not guilty of committing murder of federal agents. But then the judge said, but I find you guilty of using firearms in the commission of murder. But how were they found guilty of using firearms in the commission of a murder when they were found not guilty of murder? And the Supreme Court said that's illegal. Release them, and they've never been released. You see, you're starting to figure out how corrupt these courts are. But it's the same thing with this guy. He's been found not guilty of being a terrorist, but they're keeping all the other little charges that are stemming from that on him. They don't have to beat all of those. It's like they throw 100 darts at you knowing that 90 of them are going to miss, 10 of them are going to stick, because they're criminals. They're slave masters. Housing bubble burst in the market for U.S. mortgage bonds, and this is just the mainstream media doing everything they can to bust the housing bubble. Just every day, it's busted, and it's not busted, but they're still trying and probably will bust. But just look at how obvious it is. That retired generals and admirals surveilled by the Pentagon, we'll tell you about that. British BP employees caught... they are suspected of bioterrorism. Yes, I'm not kidding. Trying to poison a lake is the allegation. Well, who else would be doing that? We well known that most of these British companies have MI6 riddling them. Lieberman calls for formation of war cabinet. Little hawky. Nice dual citizenship, Lieberman. Vaccine additive banned in Iowa. I mentioned this, but never covered it yesterday. I'm going to cover it. Debt, unemployment, privatization, and war, how Greenspan skewered America. And reader comments on disbelief that Tehran building didn't collapse when it was hit by that C-130 yesterday. Look, there's so much more coming up. You'll want to stay with us.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Segment. I will go to your phone calls. Barrett in Texas, Jason in Maryland, many others. I want first-time callers today or folks that rarely call or people who could never get in when they try to call. Normally, it's just wide open phones, but occasionally I like for new people to get a chance to call in. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I know a lot of you do watch television, and I watch some. Now that I've gotten into running on the treadmill more and riding an exercise bike upwards of 2 hours a day, a lot of times late at night, I will, quite frankly, watch TV. And I bought the DVD set of Battlestar Galactica and been watching that, and it's just torture's good, torture saves us from the evil Cylons. And then I've sat there on airplanes and watched multiple episodes of 24. Torture every episode. Torture's good. I have read literally hundreds of different plots of TV shows because that's what listeners send me, or I'll go to the official TV websites, and it's all how wonderful torture is, and torture is as American as apple pie. That was actually said on the show Boston Legal by the good guy in the court case. We played that clip here a few months ago. It's everywhere. And like somebody flipped a switch, law enforcement magazines, newspapers, TV, fiction and nonfiction alike, the floodgates were opened, and we were told just how great torture is. Now, all the historical evidence, all the facts show that torture doesn't work. You can't trust the evidence you get from torture. You can't trust a government that does torture. I mean, those evil Japanese, they tortured our men. Why those evil North Vietnamese, they tortured our men. Why those evil North Koreans, they tortured our men. Why those evil Nazis, why Dr. Mengele, he tortured. Oh my gosh, Saddam is so totally evil. Forget the fact our government put him in power and helped keep him there. Why, he allegedly tortured. He's pure evil, so let's torture them. It's just the height of hypocrisy. It's crazy. And so I see an article like this, AP poll, most say torture okay in rare cases. Now, you read into this, and the question is set in rare cases. If there's a nuclear bomb, it's the same old moral dilemma games they play with you. Why, if your kid's about to die and the terrorist has got a nuke strapped to him, would you torture him? Well, yes, I'd torture him. But if they ask you, should we torture the people we pick up, whole families at checkpoints in Iraq, and take them to camps and torture them, and then have them confess to crimes they didn't commit, and to create false intelligence for a pretext for war, and to create cadres of torture troops? That's the Pentagon's own admitted goal. We've, you know, had the heads of these camps on the radio. Is that good? Well, of course it's not good. But they know we're very sheepish, so if they pose it like, well, everybody's for torture, well, I guess I'm for it then, too. No, I don't care if the whole world was for torture, and I was the last person alive, and they came to me and they said, you're crazy because you're against torture, we're going to kill you. I'd say, go ahead. Because there are absolute rights and wrongs in this universe. And people say cultures aren't evil. Of course cultures are evil. There are black African tribes that are totally evil, that do horrible things to their children, that sacrifice each other. There were evil white tribes in Europe that were evil cultures, that where evil people got control, dominated the culture, and then ingrained it into the society. The Aztecs, totally evil. Sacrifice over 10,000 people a year, sacrifice their children, eat them. People would be honored to have their hearts cut out. They were total drug heads, hallucinating on a daily basis on different drugs. And I've been criticized. How dare you criticize that culture? Why, you know, no culture is evil. Oh, really? Are the Nazis good? Well, of course not. Their culture is evil. Then shut up! And folks, we are an evil culture. We have killed 50 million babies in this country. We run around attacking all these innocent people. We got criminals running our country. They're all, most of them, are taking bribes or taking payoffs and whores. We've got social engineering elite who are the Malthusian social Darwinist who literally funded Hitler, running things, putting sterilization hormones in your vaccines and cancer viruses, caught red-handed all over the globe. They're totally psychopathic, totally untrustworthy. And then they're giving us little lessons on how torture's good. I reject it wholesale. I don't care if everybody's for torture, which they aren't. You ask somebody straight up, do you believe torture is good? Should it be done? Most Americans in polls say no. But you give them this little moral dilemma, situational ethics game. It's the same one I saw in law enforcement magazines before 9/11. He's got a huge bomb of anthrax to be released over a city. It'll kill hundreds of thousands. Will you, as a SWAT team commander, torture him? The answer is yes. Former CIA officer Billy Bob Johnson. I mean, you know, it was in that April 2000 issue. I'll never forget of firearms and weapons of law enforcement. I made a big deal about it on there. I don't remember his name. It wasn't Billy Bob Johnson. I'm being sarcastic. He was a CIA officer. Tells us why torture's good. It is not good, ladies and gentlemen, and it also ruins the people that do it. Let me tell you something. If you're not a psychopath and you torture people, you're going to be screwed up. And psychopaths are already screwed up. So it's just as bad, in some cases worse, for the torturer. Yes. I'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
It is not classified. It is public. Bernays and many others, the fathers of advertising and propaganda 70, 80 years ago, said we're going to use advertisement techniques. We're going to use propaganda techniques to totally enslave you, to totally basically mesmerize you, to break up your families, to put you in compact cities, to force drug you, to reduce your numbers. This has been the Malthusian, social Darwin, slash eugenics, Nazi, whatever you want to call it, program. And they're masters at this, getting you to associate your whole identity with whatever little predatory group you're a part of. And many people that are part of these predatory groups are themselves being fed on at a statistical level even higher than those that is the supposed general prey class of that substrata group. I'm not trying to get all wordy here. It's just that there are egghead psychiatrists, psychologists, sociologists, pitchmen, advertising execs who understand psychology. They have hundreds of universities to pull from, where billions a year are spent by the Defense Department alone just in testing what flicker rate to flash little symbols on the screen to make your brain switch into lower than REM sleep level of brainwaves. I mean, I've actually been at the UT Psychology Department, and it's DARPA-funded, declassified programs I've been allowed into where it's all how to flicker the TV to control your mind. I mean, that's at UT. Because I have a friend there that's pretty high level and allowed me in to see it. But he won't let me see the unclassified areas. It was bad enough. Just DARPA documents, DARPA over the laboratories. Everything was DARPA, 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 DARPA. And remember what Eisenhower warned us of, the undue influence of the military-industrial complex, the danger of it. They're buying up everything. And it's those financial interests behind them. And, folks, they'll jiggle a little Arab in front of you on a string, and, oh, he's going to get you. Then you trace back who that radical Arab was funded by. It always leads back into some spider hole in the New World Order. I mean, every time. And the poor Arab idiot, Muslim idiot, may not even realize that in many cases. And many they do, and they're just on the payroll. And they jiggle that in front of you to scare you into submission, to scare you into going along with the New World Order, to scare you into accepting tyranny. And then meanwhile, they're domestically turning America into a New World Order police state. It's simple. The financial interests that own our military and big pharma and the media, they just said, hey, why don't we just take over America? We've already taken over the world. Yeah, how are we going to do it? We'll use terrorism as a threat. And they even write white papers up, more than you can shake a stick at. And they brag about it and call us slaves and call us stupid. And we're the barbarians. We've got to have an outside threat to unify us. Ha, ha, ha. And it's just so, and I know I've been talking a lot about this lately, but it's just, when are people, seriously, I know there's a lot of you listening right now that are going, I just don't like this guy. I just don't believe it. What do you mean you just don't believe it? You can go verify what I'm saying instantly. I mean, I remember being radical going, they're going to put thumb scanners in the grocery stores and the tanning salons and the banks and everywhere else. They're going to start with your employers making you do it to clock in. Ooh, he's a radical nut. He says they're going to be scanning us. What a kook. That's 5 years ago. Industry publications, trade publications said it. This was the big CEO's meeting. And they would talk about how the people don't like it, but this is part of the control grid, and we're working with the Pentagon in an agreement. They want this done, and we're being funded. It's not even hidden. I mean, to have the government controlled by private interest openly using high-tech mind control weapons, they call it mind weapons is what the Nazis called it. And that's what they're doing. It's just psychology. It's word twisting. It's semantical. It's everything. And you've got to get down to the rock bottom of what we're facing. All right. Barrett and Jason and Nathan and others, your calls are coming up. I just read stuff like this. AP poll, most say torture okay in rare cases. And then they just go into how wonderful it is. And then I see this one, ACLU files suit challenging CIA rendition, names ex-CIA director. And all this is just where they literally, a van pulls up, they put a gun up to you and say, don't move or we'll blow you away, and they drop a bag over your head and take you off and you're never seen again. They literally throw you into a peat bog. And you tell the average person that, they just, oh, sure, that's going on. Bin Laden fate still unknown. Oh, but the government says, don't worry, they're going to get him. Sure they are. They're going to get one of their super protege assets who died a few years ago and whose family was rewarded with at least $5 billion in contracts immediately after 9/11 for letting their son take the fall, take the blame, and be the boogeyman while being a hero in his own country. Hunter sees torture ban staying in bill. ABC News, they're saying that it looks like there is going to be a ban on torture in there, and Lord Bush says he will veto it. He's against torture, but he will veto a ban on torture, and torture is needed, but he's against torture. But if you get caught torturing under my direct orders of torture, I'll put you in prison. So just remember that, all you little sickos who are for torture. When people followed orders and tortured, and were dumb enough to take photos of it, then they went to prison. And then we have people finally seeing what's happened here. This is Reuters. Torture takes on new meaning in post-911 U.S. Rice was over in Germany and said, well, we just don't call it torture. Well, that's the Gonzales doctrine, that Bush is above the law. He is the law. All law flows from him as if he is Jehovah Yahweh. And literally, it says he is above the law. He can do whatever he wants. And he says it's not torture. It ain't torture. And we can, quote, pressure someone till they die, and it's not torture. He actually says torture them to death, and we won't call it torture. Torture them to death. To death. Well, they're Al-Qaeda. They deserve it. Why, they're communist Jews. They deserve it. I work for the Fuhrer. Why, they're American servicemen. They're evil imperialists. I'm a North Vietnamese. I can torture. They're evil. They're not human. They're Arabs. They're not human. See? You sickos. I've had debates with you. I've had you attack me. Because I won't sit there and go along with you. I won't sit there and say torture is a good thing. Working together to stop ID cards, a big move against those. Ex-professor in Florida cleared of 8 of the 17 charges, mentioned that. Housing bubble bursting. Retired generals and admirals surveilled by the Pentagon. British BP employees caught suspected of bioterrorism, poisoning a lake. We'll get into that. Lieberman calls for formation of war cabinet. Oh, this is sick. Vaccine additive ban in Iowa. That's only to make you feel good and take the shot. It's not true. Debt, unemployment, privatization, and war. How Greenspan skewered America. This is some of what's coming up. I've got three audio clips today. One is a comedian. We'll play in the next hour. He goes out. He's an Australian and American. He's a famous show in Australia. Also airs in England. And he goes around talking to Americans. He says, well, who should we attack next in the war on terror? And for some reason, a whole bunch of them thought Australia was Iran. And that's what needs to be attacked. And they said France is our enemy, needs to be attacked. And folks, I've actually years ago on my local radio show, just did it a few times. I certainly didn't invent this. It's really a sad testament. Would send a listener out or one of the interns out. That's one reason, I guess, to have interns, actually. We could do that here. Send them out and just have them go into a mall and start talking to people and going, who's the vice president? How many continents are there? What's your state capital? Or who should we attack next? But the scary thing is these people literally, I'd say about half of Americans don't even know what planet this is. And I'm not joking. They'll go Earth and, well, are we the center of the universe? I've got to do this. Go out and ask them, which planet are we? Where are we? What's the name of our galaxy? What do we orbit the sun, or does the sun orbit us? I guarantee you, folks, half of them aren't going to know. And I don't sit up here in some elite position feeling good. I'm just an average person. I don't consider myself that smart. But my heroes are inventors and mathematicians and firefighters and real soldiers and good cops and people that actually do things, folks. My heroes are not Michael Jordan or Michael, well, what's his name, Magic Johnson. I don't know, all those people, Tiger Woods, all that, Lance Slave Nike tennis shoe, I love George Bush, Armstrong, none of them. I'm sorry. When we were the apple of the world's eye, when we had all the inventions and half the world's wealth, we were 4% of the population, those were our heroes. And the big banking association got together and said, openly, we got to dumb them down. I mean, we have those documents. We got to take over the schools and pay them off with endowments and dumb them down. And right here in town, that's followed today. Bill Gates is paying off the local schools to dumb down the curriculum. While, he's in the third world giving them special vaccines because he loves the children. You'll be feeling real good after this injection. You see, we're just naive, folks. And so, but the scary thing is, these people who don't know their head from a hole in the ground, they will still debate with you. They will still argue with you. They've still got their view. They still think WMDs were found in major polls. They thought Saddam was bin Laden. Literally. It's like talking to a... Well, my dog's smarter than most of these people. It's like talking to a drunken parrot. I mean, it has speech, but it's only a facsimile. It's not... They're almost unreachable, folks. They need to be rehabilitated. You know, talked to like Helen Keller was. They need to be shown things and given a feel for things. And somehow, it's a branding. That's why Al-Qaeda in Iraq today released a new... There's no group called Al-Qaeda in Iraq. It's made up. Al-Zaqari and Zawari and just all of this. It's la-la land. No basis in reality. No basis in the real world. All right, I know I'm ranting. I said I'd go to your calls. It's just that Where does it all end? I'm beginning to realize it really is just the dumbing down we face. We got this clip where Brian Williams of national TV fame just soft pedals, and so the government's paying off local newscasts in Iraq, and by the way, what's going on here domestically, it's no big deal. That always goes on. It's freedom. Then another clip where they try to make it all partisan, and all these people are getting busted, money laundering and running scams and taking money for defense contracts, hundreds of millions, $800 million to just get a couple million out of it. I mean, just total scams. And, oh, you're an evil liberal if you criticize it. Why, all these Republican congressmen, they deserve their own $800 million. You know, what's the big deal? Let's go ahead and take some calls. Barrett in Texas, thanks for holding. Go ahead, Barrett.
Oh, hi, Alex. You know, I've been listening to your show for a while now, and I called once before, and, you know, you really changed the way I think about a lot of things. I'm really glad you made that point earlier about how the predator-prey class groups of people are co-opted. You know, I don't know if you've ever read Howden's People's History of the United States.
Do me a favor. Speak up, sir.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, I was just saying, I was wondering if you had read Howard Zinn's The People's History of the United States.
No, I haven't, but I've heard about it.
Right, and essentially makes the same argument. You know, we, you know, like you had made the point earlier about the Katrina evacuation, you have people being balkanized and being separated based on race, when in fact it was an attack on the middle class. So the people that are supposedly, you know, part of the predator class, i.e., you know, people from the quote-unquote white middle class, are in fact co-opted and made worse off than the people that are being evacuated and are supposedly on the dole.
Well, exactly. Let me get this straight for people out there. A small fraction of classical welfare moms, that's a small fraction of total welfare.
Exactly.
The lion's share is corporate welfare.
Right.
But you don't hear Lord Limbaugh talk about that.
So,
again, I'm not for that welfare of that mother either, you know, long term, because it is designed to make her dependent. It is designed to be predatory. But far from being reformed, it's actually being increased, and it's very destructive. But I'm not lessening blacks contributing to America's development. But in the overall economic study, they actually hurt America. Black slaves were used to leverage out any white middle class. But even though only 2% of white Americans own slaves, the lion's share of Americans who didn't own slaves still supported it because it was at least a class they could look down on. So even though it was hurting them because they were competing against all these slaves, they were still for it. So there's another economic example.
Yeah, I mean, that is just spot on. You know, actually, the people that fought for the Confederacy, I doubt any of the foot soldiers in that war owned a single slave, but they're co-opted into thinking that it's their fight, same way that is happening now. And, you know, and you see these trends happening all over the world. Like, my parents are from India, and, you know, you see these same trends, in India, it'll be a communal tension between two religious ethnic groups, and it's proliferating because people are jumping on this bandwagon of being part of some global empire. And you can co-opt countries, you can co-opt individuals.
Oh, yeah, the average American who's a neocon thinks, I'm getting the oil, I'm part of the empire.
Right.
Folks, you're to be sucked dry to fuel the empire.
Exactly. And, you know, and none of us are, and I was just, I mean, my radio's down, and I was just listening to Neil Bort, and I'm listening to him talk, and all these people talk like such big conservatives, and they talk like they really stand for their
Christian ideas. We've got to deal with these liberals. Meanwhile, Bush is busting the border wide open, national ID cards, total control, spent more money than all previous presidents combined.
Oh, yeah.
And you're only 5 years into office, folks.
And, I mean, and what you were saying earlier about critiques of culture is so true because, you know, I'm a Hindu, and I'm a religious Hindu, but, I mean, there are elements in my culture and my religion that have co-opted people into thinking that certain people aren't even human. And it happens everywhere in the world. And
yeah, that's the caste system. Very, very destructive.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, and it's dehumanizing. But
that's
good
loving and liberal. It's beautiful.
Oh,
you can't
right.
criticize it.
No,
listen,
I mean,
Barrett, good to hear from you. It's always great. Great points. Thank you for the call. I think you've called once before. Jason in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Hi, Alex. I actually don't have anything to say. I don't get you on the radio anymore, and I just called to listen.
That's a nice call. Thank you. We're going to have to let you go, sir. I'm sorry you don't get us on the radio in your area anymore, but You can buy shortwave radio for about $50, a pretty good one, and tune us in on 9.985 during the day. And at night, we are on shortwave first hour at, what is it, 5.7-something-5? I don't know. You can call the network. They can tell you where it's on, InfoWars.com. And the second 2 hours are now on 3210. I'm not trying to be mean, Jason, but you know, we just can't let the phone lines be filled up with people that want to listen over the phone line. You can also buy a computer now for about $200. And get free software and listen right there online for free. We'd love to have you tune in and listen to us, sir. Let's talk to Nathan in Texas. Well, you know what? Put him on hold. I'm gonna go to break, and then I'm gonna come back, and we're gonna take calls. 1-800-259-9231. And there's so much news. Jeremy mentioned some of it. It's all coming up. 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. You know, I don't screen calls, but there are some benefits, I guess, to it, because then we wouldn't put a caller on air who wasn't listening and just wanted to listen. But it's amazing. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From England and Nebraska, that's a diverse listenership, here in just a few minutes. And we do have a guest who survived a prisoner of war camp from December 7th, when he was grabbed, 1941, right through till the time he was liberated in China. You want to hear how great torture is for all you that think it's as good as mom and apple pie, as I've heard you say, then then why is he complaining? I mean, he was blessed. It was a loving thing they did, killing his friends and torturing him. So that's coming up in the third hour, but we are going to have open phones and just a ton of news in the next hour and three different audio clips I'm going to play of three separate just amazing issues. But before I end this hour and then go back to your calls, my friends, first off, I want to thank all the listeners that have gotten my documentaries, that have gotten the books and videos and books on tape and T-shirts we carry. Everything we do here at InfoWars is about getting the word out, is about educating people, is about exposing the New World Order. And this holiday season, we ship it out to you, UPS, Priority Mail, however you like it. You can still, for the next week or two, order and get it before Christmas. I really want to encourage all of you out there to go to InfoWars.com and peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart and to order some of the books and videos that are there. My new film, The Order of Death, is out. It covers the new video shot inside Bohemian Grove by a daring and brave individual. Inside the Owl, the effigy up close, you name it. There is also the historical tie-in with Skull and Bones and a whole bunch of history and how it ties into the Ku Klux Klan. And then my entire film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, re-edited, remastered, updated for 2005 on one DVD. Two films on one DVD or one VHS. A great gift. Whether you already have Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, it doesn't matter. It's re-edited or remastered. And then you get the new film on the front of it, 45 minutes long, well worth it. You buy one copy, the next copy is $9.95. One copy for $24.95, each additional copy, $9.95 for a limited time. So you can buy 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 copies of it and give it to friends and family. Give it to neighbors. And your purchase of the video makes everything we do here possible. Then there's also PrisonPlanet.tv. You can order hard copies off InfoWars.com. But then there's PrisonPlanet.tv. Weekly TV reports, special video reports, reports that listeners put together. We're being sent video by listeners that authorize us to post it, stuff they've gone out and done, and we're posting it on PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day. All my films, dozens of other films. My book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of, there's so much. 15 cents a day. And right now, if you sign up for a year, you get, 5 months free? We've slashed the price down that much. Normally, you get a year, you get 3 months free. Now you get about 5 months, or is it more, free. Just amazing deals for the first of the year. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day when you get a yearly membership. And I guess that was with the old deal. It's even less now. It's $10 less. What is that? I don't know. It's something like 12 cents or less a day. A cup of coffee on average is over $1, and it makes everything we do, my five websites, my now four webmasters, two video editors, the lady that answers the phones, and now it takes two people to do that and do the shipping as a customer service stuff. You know, literally everything goes into the fight against the New World Order, and so your support is vital, and you know these videos are affecting change, are battling the New World Order, so go to InfoWars.com right now and order some of the videos and books, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, become a member, or call toll-free to get the films, 1-888-253-3139. And I want to thank all of you that have supported us. By the way, you can make copies of the videos. I want you to spread the word. We'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.